WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. When Elektra Nonesuch Records launched its American Explorer series, showcasing neglected or underappreciated performers of American roots music, they released an album by singer Jimmy Dale Gilmore. The album brought him some much-deserved attention. Elektra has just released a new album by Gilmore, and he's about to begin a national tour. Gilmore grew up in Lubbock, Texas, and now lives in Austin. Until recently, he was best known for an album he made in the early 70s with several of his friends from Lubbock, including Joe Ely and Butch Hancock. Their group was called the Flatlanders. When the band broke up, Gilmore took a long hiatus from music. On Gilmore's American Explorer series album, he played mostly his own songs. On the new album, Spinning Around the Sun, he pays tribute to some of his favorite songwriters. This is a song Elvis Presley first recorded. After we hear it, Gilmore will talk with us and play some music.
I was the one who taught her to kiss the way that she kisses you now. And you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how. I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under her spell. The sight of her tears drives you.
This is Jimmy Dale Gilmore from his new album, Spinning Around the Sun. Welcome to Fresh Air. It's a pleasure to have you here. I have to talk to you about your voice. You have a really gorgeous voice. I could spot your voice in a second, I think. It's a very kind of individual voice. And I want to find out a little bit about how you developed your sound. I mean, do you think of yourself as having developed it, or was that just the sound that's always come out when you opened your mouth to sing?
It was totally unconscious. Now one thing about it is that I know that I never ever tried to copy anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm certain that the people that I love so much, that I listened to so much, you know, had an effect on me. But it was like a subliminal effect or something. I know. See, the way I perceive myself is that I'm not really and truly a musician. I'm not one of these people that, like, you know, hears a melody and could repeat it on the keyboard, or, you know, I have a good enough ear to sing on key, you know, and to I can tell if things are out of tune and stuff like that. But I'm not a musician in the sense of having that kind of focus. It's always been more the feeling and the story and the meaning of the words that have, and of course the melody and the sound has to be there to make that happen. But that's the focus for me.
You've been gracious enough to bring your guitar today. Can I ask you to do a song that's a gorgeous song, and it's a song that you've done on your new album. And let me ask you to perform it for us in the studio. I'm thinking of the Hank Williams song, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Sure. This song is in a way kind of the epitome of what it was like when I was a little kid. That struck me so deeply that this is one of the things that made me want to be a musician.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly. The of a purple sky, and as I want wonder where you are. I'm so lonesome, my good bride. Did you ever see a night so long when time goes crawling by? The moon just went behind a cloud to hide her face and cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think your voice was created to sing sad ballads like that. Is that the kind of material you find yourself most gravitating toward as a songwriter as well as a singer?
In the songwriting I have particularly, it's kind of funny because I've always had a real split personality in that regard, because a lot of the stuff, a lot of my favorite stuff is, well, really kind of screaming up-tempo blues stuff, you know, and also a lot of kind of silly comedy stuff. So there's some like real contradictions in whatever it is that attracts me.
What do you mean, like silly comedy stuff?
Well, I'll show you the song.
Okay.
I'm going back to where I come from, where the lilac bushes smell so sweet it darn near makes you sick. I used to think my life was humdrum, but I finally learned a lesson that is bound to stick. I used to go down to the station every evening just to watch that morning train come rolling in. And then one day that great temptation got the best of me and led me to a life of sin. I got my hat and $14 and began that life of trouble that's always bound to follow when you're rich and hunting romance. But my hunting days are over, I can tell you that. I met a gal in Kansas City. She winked at me and asked me if I'd like to step around, and I said, yep, that's what I'm here for. So she said she'd show me to the hottest spots in town, but there were things she had to fix up, so she took my $14, but there must have been a mix-up. She's been gone since Thursday evening, and I've got a hunch I'll never see that gal no more. When I grow up and have a grandson, I'll tell him about my romance and I'll watch his eyes bug out. But chances are he won't believe me, and he'll do the same darn thing when he grows up, no doubt. But he can't say I didn't warn him about the wicked way them city gals will all treat you. Gol darn, I'm going back to where I come from, where the mockingbird is singing in the lilac bush.
That's wonderful. See, do you perform that a lot?
I used to. I haven't thought of it in a long time. I never have really worked it out with the band or anything.
That's really great.
I used to do it at the Threadgills things, when I did my weekly show at Threadgills down in Austin.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Jimmy Dale Gilmore, singer and guitarist who has a new album that's just been released on Elektra Records called Spinning Around the Sun. He's going to play for us some more, and we're going to hear more from the new record, but first we're going to take a break. This is Fresh Air. Guitarist and singer Jimmy Dale Gilmore is my guest, and he's got a new album on Elektra Records called Spinning Around the Sun. You were born in 45, so you kind of came of age at about the time of rock and roll, right? Uh-huh. So, but you were growing up in Texas. Did you listen to a lot of country and rock and roll at the same time?
Yeah, both of them. But my dad was a guitar player, a country guitar player, and country music was, and even till this day, is like probably the most sacred thing in our family. You know, I think in a lot of ways, music has almost replaced religion with a lot of people.
So your father played guitar?
Yeah, he played guitar, and so we were surrounded by music always, the radio and everything. And then, you know, when I was, about the fourth grade, I started seeing Elvis on the Dorsey show and Steve Allen and like that. And I remember that stuff very vividly, and how much he affected me from the very beginning. I remember hearing Little Richard for the first time on the radio, I think it was Good Golly, Miss Molly, when he was screaming that out, and I just fell in love with it immediately. But unlike a lot of my friends, I didn't stop liking the country music.
They stopped liking country?
Yeah, a lot of them, when rock and roll came on, they rejected, because I don't know, maybe they associated it with their parents or something, but because of my particular relationship with my dad, I kept my love of country music even as I picked up on this new stuff.
Well, when you were coming of age and listening to the radio and stuff, country music had already taken on a very show-busy kind of glamour, sequins and big stage shows and fancy costumes and stuff, which doesn't seem to me at all to be the kind of performance that you do. You're not a flashy kind of guy or a flashy kind of dresser. Were you not interested in that aspect of either show business or country music?
Well, one accident, I think I might have been if it hadn't been that the folk thing came along and Bob Dylan, and the sort of rejection of all that phoniness of show business and all that kind of stuff. I think it was more a fluke of the time than because I, in a sense, identified more with the folkies, in another direction. I think the accidental blend, well, actually, I guess since with me, it was the convergence of country and Western, rock and roll and folk that were all kind of equally in my background, in the recipe of what my music came out to be. Mm-hmm. A lot of the ethic or something of the folk music thing, because, if you look back to the old Grand Ole Opry and all that, it was all showbiz. It was all kind of like hee-haw all the way from the beginning. The string bean, the banjo player, it was all kind of silly medicine shows, sort of. That's really part of its charm in a way, that it was like poor people's version of vaudeville and show biz.
There's a song of yours I'd like to ask you to sing. I think this is perhaps your best known song, and it's Tonight I Think I'm Going to Go Downtown, and it's a wonderful song. You wrote it, I think, when you were about 20. Can you put us in your frame of mind back when you were 20 and writing this song?
Well, I was, it was around the time of the breakup of my first marriage, and it was when, I was still confused, is that the right word? Although that wouldn't contrast it to now too much. But I wrote this song, I wrote the verse of it, probably when I was about 20, and it's one of these songs that took, it was a year and a half in the writing, and my friend John Reed wrote the music to the kind of bridge part of it, and then I finished the lyrics. It took a long time to write it, but I've always felt like this song even to this day, really captured a feeling. It evokes a feeling I had that was like a combination of really sad, but still hopeful. It's almost like a trademark of my whole, set of emotions or something about the songs I've written.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the song that in a way wears the best with me. Some of my other songs are, you know, I go to periods when I don't want to, when I'm tired of them or they don't seem, but this one I've always loved. I've never gotten tired of singing this song, and it's, I guess it's still most expressive part of me that's still really there. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I sure am.
Tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown. Tonight, I think I'm gonna look around for something I couldn't see when this world was more real to me. Yeah, tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown. My love is gone away. My love, what can I say? My love would never see that this world's just not real to me. And tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown. I told my love 1,000 times that I can't say what's on my mind, but she would never see that this world's just not real to me. And tonight I think I'm gonna go downtown. Tonight I think I'm gonna go downtown. Tonight, I think I'm gonna look around for something I couldn't see when this world was more real to me. Yeah, tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown. Tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown.
Beautiful. It's a wonderful song. Have you ever thought of yourself as the kind of person who can't really express what's on their mind?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I've, you know, I told you I've studied philosophy a whole lot, and a lot of what I studied, I had a professor that taught me logic and linguistic analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the thing that comes out of it is a real deep sense of the inadequacy of language. One of my favorite current writers is Robert Anton Wilson, and he talks a lot about the hypnosis that we all sort of live under, you know, that I think has a lot to do with language. It has a lot to do with language causing things to appear to be that aren't, you know, and.
We know when you're somebody listening to a song like that, you know, it's such a beautiful song and it expresses so much sentiment, and you feel like saying to the lover, well, didn't you understand him? I mean, gosh, he's capable of such exquisite sentiment. Were you the kind of person who would actually, like, write a song to somebody and sing it for them, to sing what it is that you couldn't say, or is that the kind of thing that just happens in the movies?
Well, you know, I think a lot of, particularly back then, I've never been a very prolific songwriter. I've been mm-hmm. around some people that are.
Yeah.
But most of the time, especially in those early days, the only time I wrote songs was when I was real sad and usually in the aftermath of some kind of heartbreak or, you know.
Right.
So it was, it's kind of like when I was in the situation or in the mood of I'm more likely now to write a love song, you know, to write a song that's trying to express something to somebody.
Uh-huh.
Although, in a sense, I think maybe all those songs were also, at least on one level, being sort of some attempts at communication.
I should mention, by the way, that Jimmy Dale Gilmore does his song, I Think I'm Going to Go Downtown, on his previous Elektra Nonesuch record, his first one for them, which was called After a While, and he also does it on the Flatlanders album, which is reissued on CD. His new album is called Spinning Around the Sun. Jimmy Dale Gilmore, it's just been wonderful to have you play here in the studio for us, it's, especially since I personally have not had the chance to see you perform on stage. It's been a real treat to hear you perform here. I'd really like to close with something from your new album. And I want to play the very last thing on the record, which is called Thinking About You. This is one of your songs, one of the songs you wrote on the album. Would you say something about writing it and what you were thinking when you did?
Well, this is... Really, it's my newest song. It's the most recent one. So that makes me really happy to have this feeling that I can still come up with something that I'm really proud of.
You worry that you can't anymore?
Sometimes. You know, I go for spells thinking, boy, I'll never write a song again. I don't worry about it a lot, but sometimes it's really gratifying when I do come up with an idea and then it works out. And this song was particularly... I sort of deliberately composed a song out of an idea I had, because it occurred to me at one point how you can be in so many different places physically but still have the same thing or same person or same feeling or whatever on your mind. You know, you can be... that it's one of the paradoxes of, I think, being a human being.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here and for performing for us. I really enjoyed it a lot. And Jimmy Dale Gilmore's new album is called Spinning Around the Sun. It's on Elektra Records. And I'm Terry Gross. This is Fresh Air.